I feel so much joy that I don't know, I could levitate, I guess. And so beautiful to see you all here and to offer our lives, our beings, our souls to the divine, and to be instruments of his new music. As we often know, and especially last week, when so much came down, people left in tears, people left with powerful experiences, and I think it was for me the greatest descent of the music I have heard. And we've had many evenings of great descents. And so tonight we have that opportunity again. If we can leave the ego outside the door and leave the mind and all its judgments far outside the door and just be instruments of the new consciousness, of the divine force, beauty, love, and the descent of this music that has the power of effectuation and of transformation. As we always do, we begin with a hum. ma 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 ma. Use the diaphragm.
Ma 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 ma.
Yes, yes, yes. Some of us are opening our mouths all the way. They have learned. Now we have to all do it. On the last note, ma. Or you can stretch the jaw down, so much more music will come out with no more effort.
Ma. 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 Ma.
M-A-W or M-A-W. M-A-H-W, not ma, ma. Everything we touch, everything we think, everything we do must be infused with beauty.
Oh.
with the harmonies of the other parts. Now, I want us to do one note and see if we can capture the overtones with perfect unity. Bodily instrument, learning about breathing, diaphragm, chest, jaw, tongue. This has to be something that is learned and spontaneous. Because when we go into the Om, then we are simply an instrument. Mother said, the highest instrument of all is the human voice. We have no instruments here. We have only us. And what a beauty that is. That we cry each week with so many souls and allow the Lord to sing through us. Remember, in the Om, there are no wrong notes. And anyone can begin because we are all one. These are Sri Aurobindo's. These are Sri Aurobindo's translations of the Upanishads from the Chandogya. Om is the syllable, the imperishable. One should follow after it as the upward song, movement. For with Om, one sings, goes upward. Om is the symbol and the thing symbolized. The basic syllable Om, which is the foundation of all the perfect creative sounds of the revealed word, Om is the one universal formulation of the energy of sound and speech, that which contains and sums up, synthesizes and releases all the spiritual power and all the potentiality of Vak, speech, the goddess speech, and Shabda, sound, vibration, word, and of which the other sounds, out of whose stuff words of speech are woven, are supposed to be the developed evolutions.
from the essays on the Gita. The mantra of the divine consciousness brings its light of revelation. The mantra of the divine power, its will of effectuation. The mantra of the divine ananda is equal fulfillment of the spiritual delight of existence. All word and thought are an outflowing of the great Om. Om, the word, the eternal, manifest in the forms of sensible objects, manifest in that conscious play of creative self-conception, of which forms and objects are the figures.
Oh.
mother. In India's languages, they have this Om, which is a marvel. You know what they say, that Om is the totality of the sounds of the creation perceived by the Supreme. He hears Om as a call to him. Oh, a tremendous power, tremendous. The first time I heard it, there was a certain man who spent a year in India, in the Himalayas, and he was visited by yogis whom he didn't know. One yogi came to see him. He didn't say anything, just sat by his side and then left. And that yogi simply told him, Om. I knew absolutely nothing of India at that time. And when this man uttered the word Om, it came. A force like this, my whole entire body, everything vibrated in an extraordinary way. It was like a revelation. Everything, but everything, started vibrating. Then I said, at last, here's the true sound.
Thank you.
from Savitri. But where is the lover's everlasting yes and immortality in the secret heart? The voice that chants to the creator fire, the symboled Om, the great ascending word. And from Mother, Om is the signature of the Lord. Let us open as fully as we can to the Divine's music, remembering to listen with the deeper listening of the soul, to have the faith, if we don't yet have the realization, that we are all one. One group soul to help in the manifestation of the new world.
Oh,
only by the divine grace.